to live and to wander the earth as an example. All right, our time is running short. Quickly, six. The sixth statement that sin makes that we find in this passage is simply this: ignore God. Ignore God. In verse 15, we read that the Lord said to Cain, in response to his whining, "Whoever finds me will kill me." The Lord says, "Whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold." And the Lord appointed a sign for Cain so that no one finding him would slay him. Again, we find God's mercy and his kindness to this vagabond. And yet he ignored it. It says in the next verse, in verse 16, that Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. He completely walked away. Now what's this sign that was given? In short, the answer is this: we don't know. Some translations, this is New American Standard, and it renders it at the end of verse 15, the Lord appointed a sign for Cain. Now, if you have King James, New King James, NIV, ESV, all of those translations translate it, and the Lord appointed a mark on Cain. Now, the word can be translated either with the word sign or the word mark. I do take note of the fact that in Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 and 13, Moses uses that same Hebrew word that is there referring to the sign of the rainbow. Getting back to Genesis 4, this sign or this mark, some people, when they read the word mark, conclude that maybe God gave Cain a tattoo or something like that, so that was to mark him, you know, something on his forehead. You touch this guy and you are really in serious trouble. Well, that's possible. But I think it more likely that it's probably not something that was physically on his body, but what that might have been, we have no idea. Simply note the fact that God extended his mercy yet again to this man, and he walked away from the presence of the Lord, completely ignoring and turning his back on God. And here he's plunging down into this hole of sin even further, hitting his chin on yet another rung of that ladder by ignoring his maker and protector. So in sum, here we have. Sin says, Cain says, "I want what I don't have." God says, "Be content with what you have." Sin says, Cain says, "I'll do it my way." God says, "No, do it my way, for there is peace and joy." Sin says, "Let's go where no one can see us." And God has already said in the New Testament, "Avoid the very appearance of evil." 1 Thessalonians 5. Sin says, "Play dumb, shift the blame." God says, "If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Sin says, "Drink a little wine." And God says that he disciplines those whom he loves. Hebrews 12. Sin says, "Ignore God, but to do so is to seal our own destruction." I close with one sentence by Richard Baxter that I read earlier this morning. "Take heed, therefore, brethren, for the enemy hath a special eye on you." Father, we thank you for the preservation of your word. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit to teach us, to allow us to understand what we have been reading. And I pray that you would clarify in our minds those things that would displease you and take us in a way of destruction. Destruction for ourselves, destruction for our faith, destruction for our family, maybe even our society. We seek to honor you and to do things your way. Instruct us in that direction. We pray in the name of our risen Savior. Amen.